All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, yesterday saw Ohio State University decide to suspend head football coach Urban Meyer for the first three games of the upcoming college football season after the school found out that he mishandled domestic assault allegations against former assistant coach Zach Smith. Now, in the process, athletic director Gene Smith has also been suspended from August 31st to September 16th. Now, in regards to Zach Smith, Meyer did not act to fire Smith until ESPN released a report on the matter. Now, Meyer initially denied any knowledge of these domestic issues involving the Smith family. And any way that you slice it, this is a bad look for Meyer and Ohio State alike. Now, they panicked and distanced themselves from Smith after the fact. This is something that should have been done before that. Meyer's suspension is a slap on the wrist. You look at Ohio State's upcoming schedule. They start at home versus Oregon State. Then they have Rutgers at home. And then they're at a neutral site game to take on TCU. At the very least, with Urban Meyer or without him, Ohio State was going to be at least 2-1 in those contests. I think they really, and I mean really, dropped the ball on this, because you look at it, there's a good portion of people, unfortunately, who do not take domestic assault seriously enough in this country. Number two, this university acted more with more authority when it came time to part or distance themselves from Jim Tressel a few years ago with Tattoo Gate. And of course, Jim Tressel was a highly decorated coach at Ohio State. He helped them win a national championship. And of course, under him, the Buckeyes were always on the national scene. The same can be said for Meyer here. But you look at Ohio State. Ohio State put wins on the field first and everything else second. I'm not saying that Urban Meyer should have lost his job. But what I am saying is, if you want to send a clear message to Meyer and everybody else within that institution, Meyer does not coach for 2018. You let him sit back, you make him serve the suspension, and then you bring him back for 2019. Let's not forget, there's a victim in all of this. And at the end of the day, who knows what is going to happen through the court system with the Smith family. But the bottom line is, Ohio State put wins and losses above everything else. And I'll tell you right now, buckle up, because you are going to have a media firestorm surrounding this campus in Columbus for now and at least the rest of the season. This is far from over. And I don't think Ohio State realized in suspending Meyer for just three games what they did. They simply opened Pandora's box. And this matter is going to get worse before it gets better. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites, going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.